Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
John Potter and Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning, having fun. We do it every Saturday, and it's everything local.
That is right. It is the weekend, and 775-884-9910 is our phone number. If you would like to call in and talk to us, or you got some questions or comments for some of our guests, please, by all means, you can also text that number if you don't want to call in. 775-884-9910. And in with us right now is our next guest, John.
Stuart Michelle, grape, Nevada grape growers and winemakers.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. We're doing great this morning, man. And you've come in here. You've got some really cool bottles here that you're we're going to actually be giving out maybe to some listeners a little bit later on.
Armed and dangerous today.
Armed and dangerous.
We better not open them here, but we can give them away.
Does that accent still delight people when you meet them?
Oh. I'm delighted just sitting next to him right now.
Are you from?
I'm from the land down under.
Okay. Sometimes.
There's several of those, though.
Well, there is, yes. But here's the thing, is that I have met some people like from New Zealand, for instance, right? And, and to an American, you can't necessarily tell that difference between the lingo. But obviously, being from where you are, you know exactly what the difference is. So yeah, I had to ask.
It's a love-hate relationship, Australia, New Zealand, especially rugby.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Boy, that Major League Football there is huge.
It is.
You went to opening day at the Aces. How was that?
Yeah, we have a vineyard tour today. Our first vineyard tour of the year is out in Palomino Valley, and it's always a bit iffy to do a vineyard tour in April. You know, May, June,
right.
July, and August. We do, you know, 5 or 6 vineyard tours over the year. Opening day is much the same way. You don't know what you're going to get. But it was beautiful from 2 to 3:30, and then the breeze kicks up, and it got a little cool at the end, but the Aces pulled it out. They won.
They're absolutely playing today.
We're going today.
Yeah.
I bought 4 tickets this morning.
They won over Vegas, and they're playing today at 4 o'clock and 1 o'clock tomorrow for Vegas. Now, your group is a collection of people who grow wine, a vineyard in their backyard, and this is a really growing movement here, of course. And these bottles in front of you, all these Nevada wines?
Yes. So I've got 5 bottles here. We actually have 8 wineries in Nevada. Our organization's a nonprofit. We formed that in the late 2019 and kicked it off at the beginning of COVID
right.
in 2020. So it's
when,
it's
when
been
people
a fun,
were indoors and having wine.
it's been a rough start, but our group supports both the commercial vineyards and wineries.
Okay, so when you said 5, those are the commercial ones?
Yeah, these
okay,
these
but
are
the
commercial
backyard ones, how
yeah,
many
we
are?
We have about 50.
50 wow. backyard.
And it's growing. Palomino Vines is hosting the first vineyard tour today, and Kathy Russell actually is completing our TMCC course today on growing grapes in Nevada.
Now, there's 5 bottles in front of you. There's also a 6th one that's unnamed. Is this one like the moonshine?
That is a very special bottle,
it
Jay.
Is it?
That's made by me and my buddy Dave Perdue
out
in Golden Valley. He's hosting the vineyard tour next month.
Okay.
If you guys would like to come, you're more than welcome.
How much are those tours?
Tours are zero for
what?
Our members.
Wow.
And if our members can bring in some guests, we'd love it because, you know, we're trying to grow this organization. We have vineyards and winemakers, Carson City, down in Minden, Gardnerville, Palomino Valley, all over the place, out in Lovelock commercial
Well,
vineyards.
Because we had John, you were talking to somebody, I think last week, and we were talking about how the closest wine area is it Colfax? Or
well, before Stewart started up his groups and all, it was Auburn.
Auburn. Yeah,
Auburn
right.
had the
Amador
closest
County.
Drivable wineries for Marino.
And so now we have them here.
We have them here.
That is so cool, Stuart. So tell me a little bit about these places. Like, so what's the difference between growing grapes, let's say, in this drier climate of northern Nevada versus growing it over northern California? Is it like you grow it in a greenhouse maybe or something?
Great question. No greenhouse, but it's different. You know, here we are at 4,500 to 5,000 feet. Our vineyards are scattered around at that different elevation. So climate is definitely different. Our growing season is shorter. So, you know, here we are down in, let's say, Pahrump and Amargosa Valley and Napa and down in Temecula, Southern California.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I've been there.
Bud break is already out and the vines are looking beautiful. Ours, we don't want bud break this early because we get those late frosts.
Right.
And it freezes. So we still have harvest in September and October. But we got to We've got to cut off the harvest time. So it's a little difficult, but we've got a great sponsor, UNR College of Ag and the Ag Extension, and they are helping us figure out how to grow grapes in northern Nevada.
I'm sure this surprises some people because I thought it was too cold here to do the wine thing. So do you have to get extra hardy grapes? Because I'm from upstate New York, and they only grow ice wine there because those are the only grapes that can apparently, that's the only type of wine you can make from a very cold climate. Ice wine, yeah.
It's cold brew tea. I don't know.
It's a great question. A lot of us actually are putting in hybrid vines. So the University of Minnesota.
Hybrid? What is this, cannabis?
It's a native grape vine from Canada.
Okay.
And then crossed with a typical French variety. So you got petite.
This is getting too technical now. You're not just getting
educational.
Drunk.
I'll tell you what,
Jay.
I've been to some of these backyard growers, and it's like a science lab they have in their garage. This pH balance stuff and everything. You guys
pH
are crazy.
John has been out to our house many times, and we have coffee.
Yeah.
We have coffee in the vineyard in the morning or wine in the afternoon. Do we?
I can attest that I've seen wine throw off pH balance quite a bit. Anyway. But that's a whole other story.
So this is getting so popular, this movement, that the universities and the colleges offer classes on growing wine. And we have our local universities or colleges doing the same?
So our course is with TMCC.
And
we do two semesters. So we're just finishing up this one. We'll probably do another one after the summer session.
Are you an instructor?
I am not. Kathy Russell, who was a teacher for 30-odd years, has been the instructor for the course the last three times. And we'd love more people to join in that course.
So this is a wine, a vineyard, or a vintner course, basically?
The first year, we wanted to do both grape growing and winemaking, and we couldn't get enough people enrolled. I think we only got four people enrolled in the winemaking one, but we will get there.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Definitely.
There's a lot of people.
This is going to catch on for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so tell us about what you got here in front of you. What are some of the different flavors? Because I will tell you, I personally do not drink, so I don't know much about all this.
Okay, so in northern Nevada.
And I know everything.
So these
as do I.
These two wineries are both together down on 4th Street, Nevada Sunset. They're also making the UNR wine, which is a red blend and a Riesling. So this is Nevada Sunset Winery and Great Basin Winery, both on 415 East Street, near the depot.
Uh-huh.
Then out in Lovelock, we have Cruise Road. These are retired teachers. And they've done a beautiful little job putting a winery in.
I'm supposed to go to Lovelock tomorrow to lock my love with my lady.
Call up Valdine and Dave McLean.
I got to get a number from you. Can we go see them?
Do they have a tasting room?
And they do.
The real deal.
My gosh.
Tasting room with a little veranda.
In Lovelock?
In Lovelock.
I never would have thought. Okay, I absolutely have to get your information.
Getting a lot of local support, which is great.
Oh, my.
And then we, over in Sparks, obviously, going into the entrance of the theater, we have the Urbanate, Urbanate
Winery.
Yeah,
that's right, with the pizza and stuff.
So, Wendy and Mike Rawson. And then down in southern Nevada, we have these two, Vegas Valley, who also has right next door Grape Expectations, which is a class where they teach people how to make their own wine, and people end up with a barrel of wine at the end of the session.
Nice.
And then out in Pahrump, we have Artesian Cellars. There's a couple of others out there as well, but they're not as high profile as these two.
Oh, wow.
I would love having Nevada wines really take a share out of California's dominance.
And so you say you have a full year class at TMCC?
No, the class is actually 4 weekends.
4 weekends.
So it's a consumer ed, it's for the public.
Uh-huh.
And it's only about $100.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Huh?
And three of the classes are actually at TMCC at the Meadowood campus. And then the fourth one, Kathy hosts all the students out at her vineyard. Today, actually, is their fourth
this
class.
Is the
what
one.
A beautiful day for it, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
how
my
big
gosh.
How big can this get?
Oh, this is.
I mean, okay. There are limits how many bottles they're allowed to produce, right? State law?
There are. Yeah, we've been since 2015, actually. We've been working hard on changing some of the regulations and legislation, but it's not easy to educate our legislators on what a great industry would be. You could just look at Idaho and Arizona and Texas and Colorado. Those states have done an amazing job. Idaho has like 70-odd wineries already and thousands of acres of grapes. So
this is amazing.
If you could get the state support, John, it would be great.
Hey, when I was growing up, it was just California doing it. And now, just like the breweries are popping up everywhere, every state, Texas, has a wine industry. Yes, Jay.
I just wanted to, real quick, we do have a caller. It has to do with the garage doors of the last segment we had. So, and Bob, if we could bring Bob on real quick from Sparks. Because, Bob, now maybe you've had some wine or something like that, and you
tie
forgot.
It together, Jay.
Well,
that's
I'm
a
just
seg.
Saying you forgot to do something. So, anyways, what's
what
the best
wine
way?
Do you drink when you look at their garage door?
Right. What do you think, Bob?
Okay, let me just tell you, John's having a problem remembering whether he put his garage door down. I had the same problem. It's a little bit of a what would you call it? Impulsive and you know whatever it is, OCD. Okay, you there?
Uh-huh. It is. It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So here's how I solved it. Okay, when I get in my truck, the first thing I do is I push the button and I say to myself out loud, pushing the button and watching the door go down. And since I started doing that, I never had to go back to see whether I actually did it because it plants it on your mind that you actually did close it.
Thank you.
Well, you
that's
know.
A good idea. You know, I drove from Channel 2 to Wingfield to Wingfield Springs where my house was to see if the garage door
was
down.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I'm a terrible old man.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob, for that call.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, just, you know, repetition. And something else that's good repetition, from what I understand, is a glass of wine every day. Of course, Stuart here.
Glasses
Stuart
of wine
Mitchell,
will
with the Nevada
the problem.
Grape Growers and Wine. Now, nggw.org is the website, correct?
That is. It's a nonprofit, Nevada nonprofit. We chartered in 2019.
I love that it's nonprofit, but everybody's profiting from this in a way by having good wine.
That's a great comment.
All right, so these events that you guys have, you said they're free, right?
I wanted to talk about a couple of events that are upcoming besides today. So
please
today
do, and tell us the experience about them.
Yeah, today is our vineyard tour for our members and guests, and that's from 11 to 2 today, so I'm running a little late.
That's okay.
On April the 12th at Black Rock Wine Company up on Lakeside, we're having a social event. So if anybody would like to go, they can text in maybe their info if they'd like to come and taste some Nevada wine. We can handle, you know, a few guests. We got some money in our nonprofit.
There you go. So, folks, actually, if you would like to maybe taste some of their wine or come to some of their events, we would love for you to text in. Now, because you have to be 21 and older, obviously, that's not going to be done through the station. Just text in, and you're going to give us your name and number, and then they will be in touch with you and tell you exactly what you're going to receive as far as the wine or if you're going to go to one of those events. But if you would like to go to one or taste some of their wine, text in right now your name and phone number to 775-884-9910, and we will make sure that Stuart gets your information, and NGGW is going to be in touch, right, Stuart?
You bet. We also have another event that actually is the first time, and so Nevada Sunset Winery has been making the wine for UNR now for 2 years. A Nevada Sunset Winery won Best of Show at the San Francisco Chronicle for their Riesling a few years ago, which was an amazing feat. And on April the 16th, they're hosting a tasting event for the UNR wines, and the public attend. It's $50 a person, but you get to taste all the UNR wines along with some savory bites going with each one of those.
Right.
And then you leave with a bottle of complimentary wine.
All right. Awesome. Well, we'll give out your website, but first we have a call for you here. The winos are calling.
That's right. Patty from Dayton wants to know this morning, Stuart, where exactly are the locations for your wine classes?
For our wine classes, they're at the Meadowood campus of TMCC. And if she would go onto our website and send us some info, she can go into a contact us and send us the info. We'll make sure that she gets information on the next class.
Patty, are you thinking about maybe joining one of those classes?
Oh, definitely.
Nice.
Definitely. Yeah.
What is your, Patty, what is your favorite wine? You sound like you're quite a connoisseur already.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc. What are you pointing at me for?
Because he's so blanc.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep, I see. He's got it.
Tours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had my tours of wineries, California, Wisconsin, and I would love to go to all of the Nevada locations, and I am totally stoked about this. I am so excited.
There's a lot of people, I think, that are going to like this, because I didn't even know about this. I mean, you know, obviously being in the media for 20 years here in Reno, I didn't even know this was going on.
Thanks for the call,
yeah,
Patty.
Yeah,
appreciate
Patty,
it.
Thank you so much for calling in. I would assume, am I right, Stuart, that she needs to go to nggw.org
to
get all the information about everything?
That's Nevada, nggw.org. Okay.
Yeah, so, and yeah, I'm sure there you're going to be able to find out all the information. Now, you have other events and stuff to talk about. I can see you're over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear it. I want to hear all about it.
Like a good horse, I'm biting at the bit.
Yeah. like a good neighbor, you're there.
So our organization was formed to support both the commercial and the home winemakers. And we, as we said, we've got 30 to 40 home winemakers and our commercial mm-hmm. winemakers. We want to provide the education. We want to let people know, like the caller just called in, that we actually have these events, these educational opportunities at TMCC, but we also host our own educational events every other month. So every month we do a social event or an educational event, and that's on the second Wednesday of the month.
Oh, wow.
And we'd love people to join those as well.
We do have a text that came in asking, is there an app for all the local wineries?
There is not at the moment, but we do have a Facebook page. They can pop in and look at our Facebook page, but we don't have an app. But the Department of Ag, again, for the second year, has done their passport. And so we have a lot of the distilleries, the craft distilleries and breweries, and some of our wineries in there. And we've been working with the College of Ag and the Department of Ag to actually put on a combined winery, distillery, and brewery event. And so that's we would love to have that put together and do that over summer next year.
All right, Stuart, we got a break, but nggw.org. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you.
This is so awesome. Thank you. And we do have a few texts from folks. And once again, we're going to give them the names and numbers to Stuart. He's going to be in touch with you. And hopefully, folks are going to get out there and see something new and cool together right here in Northern Nevada. I'm excited. And tomorrow, maybe I'll get some fun out in Winnemucca.
I'll give you their info.
Oh, I would love that. All right. Well, thank you, Stuart, for coming on. And once again, that website, nggw.org. We're going to be right back here. It's the weekend. Live and local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 FM News Talk Time, 11:23.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
All right, it's the weekend. We are live and local. John Potter, Jay Biggs, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. It has been one heck of a show this morning, John. I've had a lot of fun with our guests.
I'm disappointed. We were going to get you intoxicated, but the segment's already over.
No,
that would have been so funny.
He
brought five bottles for that.
Can't do that on the radio, John.
So we have one accident in Fernley. Is that it?
Yeah, it's the 100 block of Serio Drive. Near 95A and Ranch Parkway. So, yeah, it's really not causing any delays. Upper elevations look great. CHP at this time is reporting a traffic hazard on Highlands View Road at 267 outside of Truckee, so near North Star there. But that's about it.
I had a guy tell me that he said, my ancestors navigated the ocean using only the stars, and here I am missing my exits with a GPS. Which... my Google Maps personally says recalculating route a lot. I mean, my gosh, sometimes I get lost in my own neighborhood. We got a break for Fox News. We're going to be back with Out West Buildings. They are in Fallon and Wellington. They build greenhouses.
Finally, well, you didn't, I guess, when you went out there, he wasn't there.
For
but
your
we get
yard.
To meet Irvin.
Yeah, he's out there in the lobby.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's no tough shed deal here. This is
I know.
Infinitely better, and they actually build them off Fallon because I stopped by and took the tour there.
This is the part I think is going to be kind of cool because you stopped there without his knowledge. You took the tour.
Yeah, I took the tour. And it's like a factory where they build these super strong sheds. You're so tempted to turn one into like a, you know, what do they call it when husbands are in trouble?
The dog house.
Yes, the dog house. I need a dog house.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, but, we talked about that.
But there are laws, apparently, that you can't. I don't know. We're going to ask him because he said they told me they're not for living in, but now well, maybe they could be if you know the right angles. I don't know.
I think you got to insulate them. And I mean,
probably do it.
Yeah, he can probably do
I
it.
Need
but
a
he
dog house is
did
the point.
Say, he did actually say he hasn't moved into the tiny home movement yet because you actually have to have a license for tiny homes, and he doesn't do that.
What? But do they have a doghouse license?
All you need is a cardboard box, John, and you have a doghouse.
775-884-9910. We'll be back with him. We're going to break for Fox News now.
That's right. It's the weekend. 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 FM News Talk time, 1130.
Ninety-nine point one, 92.3 is FM Talk.
It is the weekend right here with John and Jay each and every Saturday morning at 9 to noon on Northern Nevada's 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Well, they build and deliver and set up, let me see here, deluxe lofted barn cabins, lofted barn cabins, side lofted barns, lofted garages, they build cabins, utility sheds, side utility sheds, garages, and oh my gosh, even cargo containers.
I just like saw a bar they built.
You know, the cargo containers on trains and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They sell them there, and they can foam insulate them because there are a lot of preppers who buy these and they bury them, and it's their hideout.
This is real stuff, man.
I mean, and this is all done right by Fallon, and they also have a place near Wellington, I think it is. So Out West Builders is who we're talking about.
It's Irvin, the owner, and good morning, sir, and thank you for coming to the weekend with us.
Good morning. Good to be here, guys.
Yeah, you know, well, last time we talked, you were on the phone, so we didn't get really a good chance, but we had some good jokes and some good times.
Oh,
so
I miss greenhouses. You do greenhouses, too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of stuff they do, and we're going to touch on all that this morning right here. And, of course, if you have any questions or comments for Irvin as well, you can call 775 or text, that is, 884-9910. Now, so, Irvin, we kind of got into last time you were on. We got into, like, the story of how you guys started and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of your products, because here it is. The weather is supposed to. Now, we don't know for sure. The weather's supposed to start getting a little bit nicer. Wait an hour.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. But you do offer insulation on your buildings, right? So if it stays cold.
Yes, we do. We have we use a spray foam insulation product.
Uh-huh.
Our customers really like that. It makes like a membrane around your whole, if you get the whole thing done.
Right.
And we can do either. We have three phases, I guess, parts of it that we offer. You can get the whole thing done, or you can get just the floor done if you want to do some of the
that's like an Arctic package they would put on an RV or something,
kind
right?
of like that, yeah. But we'll, if you want to do something in your, you know, maybe it don't fit your budget and you want to do it next year in 5 years, we'll do the floor because you'll want to do that in manufacturing.
And you deliver. I had a speech in Fallon, so I stopped by your place. You weren't there. I took the tour of it. What a operation you have there. Where they build these super strong, they look like these are not your typical sheds at all. And I was so impressed. And you deliver these things, too.
Yeah. We go right by here. You, if you watch up there, you might see it every now and then.
And you're at
right
the
out your window.
You're at the building show today?
The Reno Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center.
It's going on now?
Right now.
And you have an exhibit there for folks?
Yes, we do. Yep. We have a, and here's the deal. We have a show special of 5% off anything you buy at the show. Anything we sell that you can buy there. We also have a drawing for a $1,000 gift certificate. We're going to give it to somebody, so it just will be you.
at the home show.
Wow.
How did you get into this business?
That's a good question.
Of all things, building sheds, and from there it went to greenhouses, it went to maybe
he's got some great story.
Cargo
like
containers.
He got tired of getting put in the dog shed by his wife, so he just built himself a really nice one, and now he does it.
Well, actually, I got into the manufacturing business at the very same time I found a wife. So, maybe it. I didn't get in that big of trouble yet, but my family's been doing it for 20 years in Georgia and Colorado. So, that's how I got into the delivery part of it. In 06, and I've been in some form of it pretty much ever since.
And what do you love about this business?
I was just telling somebody at the show yesterday, we get so jaded like anybody else and anything you get used to. You just see a shed, it is a shed, it's all. These people were coming up to me yesterday at the show and showing me things that they do to the inside of these things. Man, people have great ideas. They do. It's so fun to see people, just bring out their imagination, their creativity, and fix their own little building in their backyard.
Now, we touched on the fact that you don't actually have a license to do tiny homes, but inside of these sheds, you can do a lot of the, like, manufacturing ideas for the tiny homes to make, like, a space. For instance, if you have, like, a little loft in there, you can have steps, and instead of the steps being just steps and just emptiness underneath them, you can have like compartments, or you can have like a closet underneath them, or something to that effect, right?
Well, so they come and they're not finished on the interior, so you can see the studs, and so it's just like any wood structure, any kind of woodwork you want to do on the inside, you can do it. People, workbenches, craft rooms,
right?
Motorcycle people keep their motorcycles, whatever, all kinds of stuff along those lines, and the hobbies they have.
Yeah, just like Oz from Prolift Garage Doors earlier, he could shove his Harley in there.
there you go.
You can do you build the structure and deliver it, but anybody can do anything with that structure. And the ideas, as you say, will blow your mind what people can do. A little loft area up there, put a desk and this, and make it an office and such forth, workout room.
Do you do garages as well?
We have roll-up doors. We have roll-up doors in these things as well.
I got to come
out
there.
With ramps and we have one sitting at the home show. Sure do.
I'm going to have to go down there this afternoon. You got a pass for the home show? I'm going to go down there and check that thing out.
We'll get you in.
So let me ask you this. So you said something about Colorado and Georgia.
Yeah.
Now that's where your family is from. What part of Colorado?
Delta
Montrose,
Lake, yeah,
Montrose,
Delta
Telluride area. Yeah. Okay, I used to live in Telluride, Montrose.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So I know exactly what you're talking about, Grand Junction up there.
Do you build and deliver gazebos?
Yes, we do.
I figured.
Greenhouses, gazebos, sheds, and shipping containers.
Cool-looking
cabins,
man. So if
you need space, basically, another thing I've learned just by talking to people is people trust us to get them space for their most prized possessions. Classic car talking to people. Who are using our buildings for, their classic cars. I'm very nice stuff. Sometimes just for, time is a very valuable thing. People use these things to make a place to go hang out by themselves.
Right.
Just a getaway.
Well, it's like we talked about last time you were on, there's those things called she sheds that are kind of popular where, girls are going and fancying them up and hanging out in those and having little tea parties and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, hey, a guy could have one. They could have something, too.
Dog houses.
Well, it is.
I want my dog house.
Yeah, we have dog kennels.
I mean the husband's in trouble dog house.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You might could fit in that dog
house. Oh, John, believe me.
So where
he'll live in that thing.
Irvin, where do you get your cargo containers?
They come out of Southern California.
Are they used?
Them are not used there. We can get used, but most of what we carry is a one trip.
These are the things I see on trains.
That's right. Yep. And they even smell good.
You know what's funny?
Like
I saw
a lot of them used ones they can be kind of tough. They can be.
There's people that make homes out of those things. They stack them or just put them sideways next to each other. It's crazy, but there's a lot of room. Now, how big do those go? Like they from like 20 to 60?
They're 20 and 40 foot.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. It had to be like a couple different sizes on those things.
Yeah,
okay, so like when you buy a storage container like that, is there any difference between that and like having like a normal garage storage, like you can only do certain things with it versus like the wood shed, or I mean like you can only store certain items in one or the other?
I don't really think there ain't a whole lot of difference in
okay
the kind of the the difference between the two, the wood structure, if you like working on things and adding things to your structure,
a lot easier.
It's kind of hard to do that with the metal.
Okay.
Without doing, you know, adding a whole wall. The container, benefits of the container, they're very secure, a little more secure.
I was going to say, like are they
rodents,
tight?
Dust.
Yeah.
We don't get rodents in your shed either, but it's a little harder to make it. That container is very tight.
I can imagine.
You know stories. If you don't know them personally, I'm sure you heard the stories that certain preppers will bury these things.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And
yeah.
And
oh, there's all kinds
out.
Of things.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube and see what people do with containers. It'll blow your mind.
Oh, man. The tiny home movement is insane.
Yeah.
It literally is. So talk to us about maybe some of the other things you guys do. You repair, storage sheds and stuff like that, too? Like, if someone comes to you, do you just sell brand new ones?
We sell brand new ones in repair hours. We have ours come with a 5-year
warranty.
Workmanship structural warranty on them. So if there's a problem in there with the material or anything, we do that kind of repair work.
Okay, so
but,
you don't go out to
really
other old...
We don't really have a service company that goes out. That's not really
these greenhouses. No, you know, he's kind of a cannabis person over here.
Okay.
I didn't say your name, Jay.
But, I thought you were talking to Blake.
But,
no.
I thought he was looking at Blake.
Well, I...
No. Well, he's saying the alphabet. That's what he's doing. It's part of the alphabet.
Now, these greenhouses are ideal for something like that?
Yes. Yes. Things, yeah.
From what you heard.
Yeah,
as long as you're within 25 miles of a dispensary, you can grow.
I don't know the legalities of all that. I know that green things grow in the greenhouses.
There we go. I love it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. All right. So let's talk about your warranty. You said 5 years, right? What does this cover? Is this like leaks, damage of any kind, like everything?
It's pretty much anything that isn't an act of God, or if you run your tractor
into
or
it.
Something
yeah.
inside of it. But the wood, you know, the wood, some of the wood siding comes with a 50-year, our LP Smart siding has a 50-year manufacturer's warranty. And we warranty the workmanship. In other words, if something isn't working because of how we put it together,
right,
basically is how we deal with the warranty work.
Does that include the roof as well?
As in,
like if you have shingles or a tin roof, say if something starts like rusting or anything like
that?
Yeah,
if it's our fault. If it's our,
awesome.
If it's our fault, yeah.
Awesome. You guys own up to it and, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, there you go. All right, so it's... Let me ask you, where are you located one more time? What's your address out there?
We're
in Fallon?
At 7450 Reno Highway, Fallon.
So you're right before you get into Fallon on the 50,
yeah.
After the roundabout, right? After you leave the roundabout coming out of Silver Springs going in towards Fallon?
We're yeah. Oh, yeah. Way
way
back.
Out there. Yeah. Yeah, way out.
We're
past.
Close to Fallon.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, make sure you go out there and check that out. Now, you guys have, a bunch of different displays out there, not just the home show this week, right?
Oh, but yes.
At the actual, John went out there, and on his way down to, I think he was going to Tonopah or Hawthorne or something, and he stopped out and told me he took the complete tour of your guys' whole facility down there, and he was really impressed. He didn't get a chance to meet you, but he got, a full tour by one of your managers or something there at the facility.
Yeah.
So folks are encouraged, though, to come out to your actual location and check these out, right?
Absolutely. We usually have between probably 40 to 80 buildings there.
Oh, wow. At any given time.
At any given time, you know, during in different phases of production, but it's a real good way of seeing the different sizes with your own eyes. But, you know, a lot of them are sold to somebody. They just ain't been delivered yet. And then there's quite a few that are in this time of the year. We have quite a few in inventory and ready to sell. So
it's not like when you go to like a manufactured home dealership and there's like three homes there and you're like, there's
oh,
a
no.
bunch. You
oh,
have
no.
a bunch of different. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them out there.
Oh,
right
wow.
now. Yeah.
Okay.
All the time. There's a bunch of them.
John, you went out there and toured his facility. I was just telling him that it's
quite an operation. I'll tell you.
Yeah, man. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, like just,
well,
a,
I was just
some things that people wouldn't know.
I'm impressed with the size of it. Really, you have something really going there, and you deliver these things. How? I mean, some of them are massive. Flatbeds.
Yeah,
okay.
Big
well,
giant flatbeds geez. That bring them out.
Yeah, them trailers. They're kind of the excuse me. They're kind of the ticket that makes this whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're the linchpin.
Okay.
They're so cool what they can do with.
We'll take a break. You also rent to own. That's a cool option.
Yeah, that helps. That helps a lot. There's a lot of people out there who don't have it in their budget to put together a whole down payment, and a big benefit, especially when you're paying rent on a warehouse storage somewhere, and this here, and you'll never own it. This here allows you to own your own rent. It'll be in your backyard. You ain't running all over town.
Right.
It's a good program for people like that. Sure.
Well, there is some benefits. Okay, I'll tell you what. Hold on with us for another segment because we're going to have you on once again. Of course, we are hanging out right here, and it's Out West Builders, Irvin, and we will be back right here on the weekend with John Potter and Jay Biggs. It's 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. FM News Talk time is 11:49.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the weekend with John Potter and Jay Biggs. It is live and local, talking about the Dave Reichert Lien here this morning. We are with Irvin from Out West Buildings, and we have been talking about everything shed, and it has not been, we've been able to shed some light on some things, I guess you could say, this morning, wouldn't you think, Irvin?
Yes, sir.
Your guys' service. Time.
If you want to meet Irvin and you have questions for him and thinking about a structure in your backyard, whether greenhouse or shed or anything, you are today at the Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center.
That's right, yep.
Does the Home and Garden Show still have like 24 hot tub dealers out there?
Not this one.
It's unreal. Everybody's selling spas and hot tubs.
Yeah. No, there's not that many out there today.
It's always so awkward when you sit in them for a while, too. Anyway.
In the convention center.
Yeah, in the convention
and
center.
And here's another big thing in the Home and Garden Show. Garage cabinet dealers. I see a ton of those, too. Yeah. So what's in this show if it's not so much spas?
A lot of home improvement stuff. There's some other shed people there. Shoot,
there's other shed people.
Yeah. Other shed people. That's what we call them.
Well, yeah, that's no puns intended. Good Let's people. Not shed any light on them.
Yeah, but it's that sort of thing.
Right.
Masonry, some masonry people.
Oh, tile, is home and
tile people?
Show, is it?
Yeah.
You can't even find a person to install tile anymore.
People,
what's the point of seeing a tile person?
There's people selling soap.
Soap?
Oh,
there's got to be a jerky guy, right?
You know, I didn't see it. He could have made a lot of money, but I did not see a jerky guy there.
There's always the jerky
yesterday
guy.
They didn't have the restaurant open, so it was kind of fend for yourself.
So you had to leave and go to the Atlantis on the walkway?
I guess, yeah.
Man, well, go over to that Manhattan Grill and get yourself one of those, what are those, corned beef or pastrami? Pastrami sandwich, if you like pastrami.
Oh,
or the Reuben.
I'll tell you another thing that's cool down there. Right beside us, they've got a great big model train set up.
Why?
Set up on a table this tall.
Why?
I don't know. It's the model train people.
Left
pretty
from the
cool.
A whole bunch of trains going. I mean, just a whole bunch of little electric trains.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to go down and check that out. I'm serious. I'm really going to go down the show, John. You going to go with me?
Parking, you have to park at the, I'm not supposed to say this, they charge for parking at the convention center, so a lot of people will park in the Atlantis and walk through the casino like they're there to gamble and then go to the
there
convention
you go.
Center.
I don't know if they're charging.
Sometimes
I get there too
they
early.
Do,
I don't
sometimes
see anybody
they
charging.
Don't. I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't think I've ever seen anybody use that Skybridge, that expensive Skybridge. Yeah. So
they'll
maybe
often do shows there at the convention. Hey, it's free.
Yeah.
Then you find out that it's like $6 for parking.
Well, anyways, past all that, we just got a couple minutes left. All right, so you're going to be down there at the Home and Garden Show this weekend. Are you going to be there tomorrow too?
We're going to have a guy there, yeah. I'm not going to personally
Oh, you're not
be
personally
yeah.
going to be there. What times is the show open, like 10 to 6 or
it's
something?
10 to 8 today and 10 to 6 tomorrow.
Okay, so get down there from Out West, of course, Out West Buildings, and check out what they've got as far as, their setup out there. And then on Reno Highway, once again, what is the address on Reno Highway?
7450.
7450. Okay, so just outside of Fallon, if you're ever going to be out there, stop in. I don't think you guys are going to have a problem with someone if they came in and said, hey, we heard you on the weekend.
Oh,
and we'd like
no,
to see
they'll
the
give
show,
you a
right?
tour. Travis.
Yeah.
Travis gave me a tour.
Did he? Yeah. No, we do not have a problem with that. And anytime you come through, you can stop in and look at the buildings, even when we're closed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of buildings you can walk around and look at, check out.
Nice. Okay. Well, right. There you go, man.
Desperate need of a doghouse.
Yeah.
Desperate.
You have no clue. But that's a whole nother show.
Yeah. <That's>... And a counselor.
Yeah. 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 Things got really expensive and it went over our pay grade really quick. Oh, boy. All right. Well, it's been fun this morning, Irvin. Thank you so much. And you're going to be on with us again in the weeks to come as well.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm
that's
make
the
sure.
plan. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So hopefully if you don't call in, you at least come in here and hang out with us. We always enjoy having you on. So please do so. And, of course, we have got about a minute left here, John.
So we'll see you. We'll talk to you folks next Saturday. The show is totally local and sometimes live.
That is right. Sometimes live. It's all.
There are some mornings. It's, you know.
We all have beating hearts here. next week, I do have Katanya Taylor coming in from the Health Freedom Nevada. So she's going to be talking about some good stuff there with some rights bills that are being passed. And, of course, we are always going to be talking about whatever is prevalent in the weekend. So please, by all means, always keep our number handy, 775-884-9910. You can call or text. Another thing I want you to do is go and check out our podcast at 991fmtalk.com. Just go to the drop-down, click podcast. There's hours 1, 2, and 3 right there for you. You can stream anytime.
All right, folks, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday. John Potter and Jay Biggs wishing you well. Spread the word about the show, and we can't wait to talk to you next Saturday.
Happy spring as well. Oh, and it's WrestleMania. WrestleMania weekend. That's right.
Next weekend?
No. It's tonight and tomorrow. It's two nights now. And happy April Fool's Day. It's the weekend right here with John Potter and Jay Biggs. We'll talk to you next week.